This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the line. End of the line. End of the line. Take a journey to the bright window. End of the line.
This video is based on the work of Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com, specifically his recent video on de facto Satanism. Today's Hollywood pop culture machine will have you believe that Satanists wear robes and practice ritualistic blood sacrifices while worshiping Satan. And while there may be some truth to this, it is mostly propaganda meant to conceal the reality of what Satanism actually is. True Satanism is a mindset, and the Satan that is worshipped is within each and every one of us. It is most commonly known as our ego. The self is the true god of Satanism. The term Satanism is used to deceive religious people, to appear harmless to non-religious people. And also because it stems from the Hebrew word shatan, which means adversary. Satan is the force of involution that opposes true spiritual evolution. It is the ego within us. Left to our own devices, the ego will try and convince us to think only of ourselves, which is exactly what Satanism is. And so, a de facto Satanist is a person who holds this mindset, but does not consider themselves to be a Satanist. Organized Satanism stands against this sort of enlightenment. They believe human psychology and the laws of nature should be kept occulted or hidden from the public, and used to gain and retain power over the masses by keeping them ignorant as to how the mind and emotions work, while using this knowledge to manipulate the masses and ultimately enslave them. This is primarily done by cultivating the Satanist mindset among the masses, thereby turning the ignorant and unaware into a de facto Satanist. As we think, so we become. This mindset can be broken down into four main tenets of Satanism. The first and most important is selfishness, egotism, or what many know as narcissism. Self-preservation is the highest law. Live only for your own selfish desires, and only care about you and yours. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and if you must step on others to get what you want, then so be it. This is the basis of satanic thinking. The second tenet of the Satanist mindset is moral relativism. This is the belief that there is no objective difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. It is the belief that nobody is ever objectively right or wrong, and that it's up to each individual person to decide for themselves what is right and what is wrong. The third tenet of Satanism is social Darwinism. This is the belief that it is natural and good for human society to be ruled by the most aggressive and dominant humans among us, and that it is by virtue of their genetics that these vicious humans deserve to be in positions of power and lead humanity as they so choose. The fourth tenet of Satanism is eugenics, or dysgenics. This is the ideal conclusion of the Satanist mindset, since man is God and he gets to decide what is right and what is wrong, and since the natural order is for the most dominant genetics to have power, then the elite class ruling over us has every right to decide who is allowed to live and procreate and who must die. This is how all of society is conditioned to think, and this is how the high-level Satanists are leading all of humanity into slavery. Most of humanity is operating under this de facto satanic mindset, which is why it is called the Great Work to change it. The great work is the work of awakening the masses to the true nature of the ego mind, encouraging each and every individual to find the courage to face their own inner shadow and to practice natural.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour, 5th of January, 2023. Time flies. And you'd think that after 3 years of this COVID narrative, this pandemic restriction narrative, that the branch COVIDians would finally let go, would finally give it up, would finally move on to the next false justification excuse to seize your freedoms, to seize your morale, to seize your financial foundation. But no, they're still persisting with this COVID pandemic perma-emergency. Of course, the Biden administration announced yesterday they're going to continue the vaccine mandate from anyone flying into America from outside the country, unless you can just walk across the border, of course, meaning that I won't be able to visit America. I can still visit Afghanistan. I can visit numerous other countries around the world, many of them backwaters. The United States of America, no, I can't visit it because, of course, I haven't taken the clot shot, despite the fact that it does not stop transmission of the virus. There's absolutely no justification, even under their own warped narrative, to stop people coming into the country who haven't had it, but they're just going to do it anyway because, again, it's a tool of population control. And speaking of population control, as predicted, the National Health Service here in Britain, the state taxpayer-funded health service, is once again in crisis. It's in crisis every single winter, but as we predicted, they've decided to weaponize, to exploit this annual crisis to call, yes, for the reintroduction of COVID restrictions once again, despite the fact that they've been proven spectacularly wrong on the lockdowns, on the vaccine mandates, on the masks. They're trying to bring it all back in. Lockdown skeptics or dailyskeptic.org reports, government ministers draw up plans for social distancing, face masks and work from home to save the NHS, the envy of the world, which is in a near state of collapse every single year, despite the fact that it gets increased funding from the government and the taxpayer year after year after year. Of course, many of the same people campaigning for the NHS to be given even more resources will simultaneously campaign for this country to import now over 1 million new people every single year. 1.1 million new immigrants into Britain from the year June 2021 to June 2022. In addition, we have the boat migrants, 45,000 of them arriving in the country over the last year. It all places a massive strain on public services, which are already stretched to breaking point. But for some reason, that's just not within the bounds of feasibility of leftists who constantly whine about the NHS being stretched to breaking point. Yet will, on the same token, campaign for the country to import millions of net new people every single year to put more strain, more burden on the NHS. So every single winter it's in a near state of collapse. emergencies declared at hospitals, ambulance waiting times, hours in some cases, days. Imagine that. The envy of the world, the NHS. You call the NHS to get an ambulance. Literally elderly people who've had serious accidents. Can I get an ambulance? Yeah. Maybe in a couple of days. That's the envy of the world, the NHS. But it's so great. It's such a religious institution that we need to give up all our rights to protect it once again. Mask wearing, social distancing and working from home. Again, paying people furlough from the government to sit on their asses and do nothing because they have long COVID or some other made-up illness. Could be introduced by ministers to ease pressures on the NHS. So the NHS is facing record winter pressures due to rising rates of COVID. Okay, the COVID infections, according to the official government dashboard, are down from what they were 3 weeks ago. And flu, which of course none of us have any immunity anymore, or the people who took the vaccine and wore their masks don't have any immunity to anymore, because their immune system is shot to pieces, because for the last 3 years they haven't exposed themselves naturally to any commonly circulating viruses. So now flu, which miraculously disappeared, they told us, during the COVID era, despite much of the COVID infections actually being flu, is now back with a bang. And it's filling up hospitals, apparently, if you believe them. Remember the overflowing hospitals during the COVID lockdowns? So overflowing that nurses and doctors across the length and breadth of the country had all the time in the world to perfect their TikTok dance routines. Yes, those overcrowded hospitals, but apparently now they are overcrowded. And it's no surprise because, of course, we've had thousands, tens of thousands of people with untreated illnesses because of lockdown now facing even more serious health situations, unable to get treatment. Flu is apparently raging through the population because no one's got natural immunity, and the hospitals are once again at a risk of collapse. You add to that millions of new migrants, putting more pressure on local GPs, doctors' offices, and surgeries. And it's a toxic combination. But don't worry. They've got a solution. The solution to save the NHS from collapse, to apparently empty out all the hospitals and make things manageable again, is you wearing a filthy face mask on a bus. Or you wearing a filthy face mask when you go to Asda, our equivalent of Walmart, to buy a carton of milk. Yes, that's going to solve it. Despite the fact that there's literally zero evidence or any study that says face masks work in preventing, reducing the transmission of COVID. The government's own report, the UK government commissioned its own report into whether face masks in schools reduced the transmission of COVID. They couldn't find any evidence in their own report that they did. The Danmask study out of Denmark found no appreciable evidence that they reduced the transmission of COVID. Doesn't matter. It's a tool of population control. These technocrats, these government quangos who were advising the government bureaucrats back at the start, remember we talked about totalitarian methods of mind control that they deliberately used, behavioral psychology weaponized to exaggerate the risk of COVID because the population wasn't heeding the restrictions. People were acting out. People were not sufficiently obeying the orders. So they said, we have to exaggerate the virus. We have to create a tool of population control that the public is forced to wear so the slaves can remind the other slaves that they're in a perma-pandemic. And that's what the face masks were all about. So now they're talking about, because the NHS is at risk of collapse, the government is potentially going to advise people to start wearing face masks again on public transport, bearing in mind we haven't had any of these face mask mandates for over a year now, and they're going to start to advise them to wear them in different settings. Of course, we know that advice turns into mandates within a very short space of time. Peter Hitchens, Mail Online, writes, wear a mask if you want, but understand it's about fear and control, not health. The clamour for their return is a triumph of unreason and a blow to science. And he goes through the early stages of the pandemic when even the much vaunted health officials, the World Health Organization and others, came out and said, and this was in the Fauci emails as well, face masks don't work. Not only do they not work, they could make it worse. Because the virus gets trapped in the mask, because people keep touching their masks. They're filthy. They're petri dishes for the virus. He points out the mighty and revered World Health Organization, as the great COVID fear was getting into its stride on March 31st, 2020, the executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, Mike Ryan, spoke on the issue. He said, quote, this is WHO 2020. There is no specific evidence to suggest the wearing of masks by the mass population has any potential benefit. In fact, there's evidence to suggest the opposite in the misuse of wearing a mask properly or fitting it properly. And he goes through other examples, and I'm going to touch upon a few in the next segment, of all the top health professionals, the world COVID experts saying, don't encourage face masks, don't advise the population to wear them, because they have no effect, and they could even make the spread worse. That narrative changed in a hurry, didn't it? It's been recycled, debunked, and yet they're bringing it back once again. Summit.news will be back, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So they're dragging the mask mandate narrative back out of the gutter, despite the fact that it's been debunked. It was never even proved in the first place that face masks had any effect on stopping the transmission of COVID. It was a tool of population control. And I'm going to go into more of the origins of that, but first let's go to this video, because Netflix had a big special movie over the Christmas and New Year period, heavily promoted. This was number one trending on Netflix and still is today, as far as I can tell. Has been for the last couple of weeks now. Movie called Glass Onion. And it's full of woke pandering, which I think Ben Shapiro did a 17-tweet thread about. But what he didn't mention was the face mask propaganda, the face mask social engineering that dominated the first 20 minutes of the entire movie. And this is what this video is about. It's called What on Earth Was This About? Let's roll the clip. Netflix heavily promoted its new movie Glass Onion over Christmas. And while many savaged it for its woke pandering and spaceship man bad narrative, there's another aspect where social engineering is very much on prominent display. The first 20 minutes of the movie shows most of the characters mumbling through face masks. They're also seen performing cringe social distancing greetings.
We can't hug, right? I mean, can we?
I can't hug everybody.
Of course, the only people not wearing their masks are the men's rights advocates who run a conspiracy YouTube channel, while on the other hand, the esteemed scientist character is diligently and properly masked up at all times. And then there's a truly bizarre scene, where Ethan Hawke walks on for a 2-minute cameo, then proceeds to ask each character to remove their face mask before using a spray gun to blast some kind of chemical in their mouth.
Whoa.
Oh, 8 years of doing...
which then makes the characters safe from the virus and able to remove their masks for the rest of the movie. Speculation raged online as to whether the chemical was supposed to represent a vaccine or just a placebo, but it doesn't really matter, because it's never mentioned again. You'd think that the scene had been inserted as some kind of plot device, and that the truth about why it happened would be revealed later on in the movie. But no, it's just bizarrely crowbarred into the film in complete isolation. Predictive programming, or just cringe pandering to the new religion? You be the judge, but the demonization of the anti-mask characters as dangerously irresponsible was a deliberate plot device, weaponized as a lazy trope to facilitate yet another reinforcement of the message. So again, it's interesting, isn't it, how a lot of the normies as part of this new COVIDian religion have refused to give up the face mask because they see it as some kind of high status symbol. Like, oh, you're not one of those dangerous, idiotic, thick anti-maskers, are you? They think it bestows on them some kind of intellectual superiority. Yet the funny thing is, whenever you watch a gala, whenever you watch an awards ceremony, the ultra elite, the celebrities walking through those, they're not wearing masks, are they? No, they don't have to wear them. It's the proles, it's the serfs that busy themselves around them. And yet still the NPC normies think it's some kind of high status symbol. It's a tool of population control. And as I was talking about in the first segment, all the health professionals at the start, before they got the memo, admitted that masks don't work and they could in fact make it worse. I quoted the World Health Organization official. And in this article, Peter Hitchens goes through the entire list. Again, headline, wear a mask if you want, but understand it's about fear and control, not health. He quotes Dr. Jenny Harris, then a deputy chief medical officer here in the United Kingdom, who said on March 12, 2020, that people could be putting themselves more at risk from contracting COVID by wearing masks. She said they could trap the virus and cause the person wearing it to breathe it in. She said, quote, for the average member of the public walking down the street, it's not a good idea. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Jonathan Van Tam made similar comments. He said he didn't believe healthy people should wear them.
didn't believe they'd reduce the spread of the disease. Isabel Oakeshott of The Spectator magazine, who co-authored our former health secretary Matt Hancock's COVID memoir recently, said that Hancock, our health secretary, basically our equivalent of Fauci at the time, and other people in the government knew full well that non-medical masks do very little to prevent the transmission of the virus. But again, they were a tool of population control, a symbol to remind the public that they're in a health emergency and that they need to obey. And of course, then you had the demonization, vilification, denigration of others who didn't wear the face masks, creating that deliberate polarization so the prisoners would act as wardens towards the other prisoners. And that's what we saw, especially in America, more so in the UK, but we definitely saw some of that in the UK too. Meanwhile, hospitals overrun apparently, you know, NHS underfunded, understaffed. Why is that? Is it simply because of COVID? Well, no, I looked at the official COVID stats for the past 4 weeks. COVID infections are down. COVID deaths are down. You know what isn't down? Non-COVID excess deaths continue to soar. Nothing to do with the 100% safe and effective, you understand. Again, this is out of the Daily Skeptic. Excess non-COVID deaths surged to 30,000 since April as deaths in week before Christmas hit 20% above average. Listen to this. Deaths registered in England and Wales were a massive 20.7% above the five-year average in the week ending December 23rd. Again, what is this? It's from illnesses arising out of the fact that everyone's immune system is shot to pieces because of all the vaccines, because they weren't exposed to viruses over the past 3 years. They have no natural immunity. It's because of the non-treatment of serious illnesses over the past 3 years, because people were told to stay away from hospitals during lockdown so all the nurses could perfect their TikTok dance routines. And of course, it's related to the vaccine. There were a total of 14,530 deaths that week, which is 2,493 above the five-year average. Of these, 429 involved COVID-19, 308 were due to COVID as underlying cause. Again, that's nebulous within itself. Leaving 2,185 excess non-COVID deaths. And again, the influenza deaths were lower than that as well. So the total number of excess non-COVID deaths since the surge began, these are deaths above the average, non-COVID related, is now just shy of 30,000 again since April. Nobody's talking about the true cause of this. They do in this article, where a chart plots the deaths by date of occurrence against the date of vaccine boosters. And there's a very interesting spike after the boosters were doled out. Again, many of these excess deaths taking place in the over 75s, not in people aged around 50 who were not targeted with the latest booster campaign. They didn't tell people aged 50 or over to get it. They told people aged over 75 to get it. And the excess deaths are impacting them, shockingly enough. It says, are excess deaths higher in the vaccinated? The UK government, like other governments, does not publish good quality data on deaths by vaccination status. Gee, I wonder why. However, deaths during 2022 are notable for reversing the usual demographic trends. And that's what we're going to get into on the other side, because you would expect these excess deaths to impact the poorer, non-white population of London, which is also coincidentally less vaccinated, but they haven't. They've impacted people in better health who were more vaccinated. Fascinating. We'll be back. Summit on News are going.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So these control freak technocrats here in the UK, we have our own brand as you do in America, who literally worship the communist Chinese, welding people in their homes. The current equivalent of the Treasury Secretary, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, literally wanted people's children to be kidnapped if they were infected with COVID and put in quarantine camps and separated from their parents. Jeremy Hunt. That's who we're dealing with. They worship the Chinese. They wanted to emulate their zero COVID insanity.
which has now caused absolute chaos in China, as we've seen. And now those same people are exploiting this apparent bedlam in UK hospitals, overcrowding, underfunded, understaffed. Elderly people waiting 3 hours to get an ambulance, in some cases waiting 2 days to get an ambulance to take them to the hospital because there's a crisis. Those same people are now saying that all this is caused primarily by COVID infections and flu infections. It's not the COVID infections. The COVID deaths have gone down over the past month. I just looked earlier. What hasn't gone down is the non-COVID excess deaths, which none of them will talk about because they don't want to get into the true causes of those excess deaths. And again, I'm reading through this article at thedailyskeptic.org. Excess non-COVID deaths surged to 30,000 since April. And it makes the point. Nobody really knows the true cause of this, but they have a very interesting correlation with vaccine booster programs. Goes on to say, the cause of the huge number of excess deaths in December is unclear. Detailed cause of death data are not yet available. The excess deaths are concentrated in the older age groups, with no noticeable rise in the under 50s, who were notably excluded from the autumn booster campaign. It's a severe flu season, so this will be contributing. Again, that's because no one has any immunity to it anymore. The pressures on hospitals, oh, by the way, they all took their flu jabs. That worked out great for you, didn't it? Now you've all got flu. The pressures on hospitals, ambulances and other health services will also be playing a part. But it says, once again, the rise in excess non-COVID deaths has occurred at the same time as a wave of COVID infections. This phenomenon has been observed internationally, and the reasons for it are unclear. An interaction between the COVID vaccines and COVID infection, perhaps resulting in deadly autoimmune attack on vital organs such as the heart or some other mechanism, remains possible. And they make the point in this article that these excess deaths, non-COVID, are occurring in areas where there are more upwardly mobile white people in areas of the country like the southeast, but not London, where there is a greater non-white population, which is more likely to be mired in poverty and more likely to suffer from ill health. But those people, those diverse populations, ethnic minorities in London, aren't suffering as much as white people in Surrey from these excess deaths. What's the connection there? Well, they didn't take the vaccine, did they? And this makes the point. I'm not laughing to try and be crass about it, but it's just absolutely unbelievable that this is now happening. And we've got this massive, sustained propaganda campaign to bring back the restrictions because there are flu deaths and more COVID deaths in hospitals, where these non-COVID excess deaths are just not being talked about. The true cause is not being revealed because it demolishes their entire narrative. Article goes on to say the most notable difference between these demographic groups that could explain such a remarkable shift is that whites and less deprived groups tend to have higher vaccination rates. For example, despite being more diverse and lower income, London had much lower excess deaths than the southeast during 2022. London had excess mortality of 8% versus 13% in the southeast. London is double jabbed 80% and triple jabbed 64%. Again, the black population of London, the ethnic minorities, less likely to have taken the vaccine. Whereas in the southeast, which is greater wealth, more white people, not in London but in the surrounding counties, they're double jabbed 90% and triple jabbed 80%, and yet they're suffering most from the excess deaths. The poorer ethnic minorities who had the vaccine less are not suffering as much from the excess deaths. Very interesting correlation there, isn't it? I'll leave it up to you to make your own conclusions. We're going to come back and get more into this, but first I want to go to this clip. I'm going to play about the first 3 minutes 30 of this. This is called COVIDians. Let's roll this clip.
Vaccine. more things change, the more they stay the same.
I will never regret the vaccine, even if it turns out I injected actual poison and I've only days to live.
My heart was in the right place. I got vaccinated out of love, while anti-vaxxers did everything out of hate. If I have to die because of my love for the world, then so be it. But I will never regret or apologize for it.
Serious Jonestown vibes. I mean, talk about a true believer.
This is a new religion. This is acting like a religion.
Yeah.
It's the dogmatic. It's absolute. It's if you do not believe in it, you are condemned to hell. It's, you know, maybe this is, I mean, it's maybe this is a new religion.
Wild to see people posting endless videos of their packed New Year's Eve parties while emergency rooms are packed and doctors are rationing care.
Yes. It's 2023. 3 years later, and after everything we've learned, the COVIDians still haven't gone away.
You should be wearing masks even when you are vaccinated if you are indoors.
Crazy conspiracy theorists are claiming that COVID jabs are fueling new COVID variants. Crazy conspiracy theorists who work for Checks Notes. The Wall Street Journal. Growing evidence suggests that repeated vaccinations may make people more susceptible to XBB and could be fueling the virus's rapid evolution. Oh, well, whatever, roll up your sleeve, it's fifth booster time. Get vaccinated. Thankfully, the efficacy of the vaccine has been vouched for by that bastion of healthy living, McDonald's. Tragedy struck when Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest after being struck in the chest when making a tackle.
Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety, was hit right in the chest. He got up, wobbled for a second, then collapsed.
Many rushed to blame Hamlin's collapse on the jab, which, let's face it, was pretty stupid. He'd literally just been pole-axed in the chest seconds earlier, which maybe had something to do with it. Experts pointed out that Hamlin was likely suffering from commotio cordis, where a blow to the chest at a precise moment in the electrical cycle stops the heart. Which, yes, has happened to professional athletes in the past, before the COVID jab, but that rush to judgment enabled the legacy media to exploit the situation, giving them headlines like this. The inevitable grotesque effort to blame vaccines for Damar Hamlin's collapse. Lesson being, no, not every death or collapse of someone under the age of 40 is vaccine related. But by the same token, because Hamlin's collapse wasn't caused by the jab, doesn't mean the overwhelming number of athletes who have suffered a similar fate over the last 2 years should be ignored. A story that received noticeably less coverage than the Hamlin incident was the acute heart failure death of ex-NFL star Uche Nwaneri. 38-year-old Nwaneri suddenly collapsed at home and could not be saved. He previously called for the unvaccinated to be jailed, tweeting, quote, "Okay, so let's get these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports up and running ASAP. We're seeing children die daily from the unvaccinated cell. Selfishness, pregnant women at risk too, protect life, mandate the vaccine, jail anyone who refuses to protect life." Was his death vaccine related? I don't know, it's a tragedy either way. But it's pretty rich, isn't it, when many of the same people who vilify so-called anti-vaxxers for blaming every death on the jab have spent the last 2 years blaming every COVID death on the unvaccinated. Not going to comment on the football injury out of respect for the family, but I can't help but notice a lot of people whining about anti-vaxxers being mean for talking about it are the same people who breathlessly posted every article of an unvaccinated person dying of COVID. That is COVIDians, the rest of it is on YouTube, and we have this article as well, just finishing off. Sweden did better than its neighbours. Of course, Sweden never locked down, never imposed a severe mask mandate. It was described as deadly folly by The Guardian and a disaster by Time magazine. Well, now they have lower mortality than all of their Nordic neighbours, apart from one country. So Sweden was correct in not locking down, not imposing the mask mandates.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We've got a few videos. I'm going to try and get to all of them. Maybe we won't get to all of them, but I want to come back and talk about what happened in Germany and the backlash to it. Massive riots again by the usual suspects, migrant youths on New Year's Eve, and the solution that the government has brought to the table on how they're going to fix this. But first, let's go to this video on a similar topic. Of course, I've talked about this numerous times in the past. £7 million a day of taxpayer money is being spent here in the United Kingdom to put up boat migrants who arrive illegally. Half of them from Albania, a country that isn't at war. The vast majority young migrant working age men, not refugees, to put them up in 4-star hotels, sometimes 5-star hotels, and of course to pay for their free healthcare, even at a time when the NHS is supposedly on the brink of collapse. Now they're housing them in literal villages comprising of 500 people. Listen to the policy, the scheme that they're planning to impose on this small village in the United Kingdom. This video is called Imagine This Happening to You. Let's roll it.
Imagine living in a village with a population of just 500 people and then hearing that 400 migrants are going to move in next door. It's not a nightmare. For the residents of Creaton near Northampton, it's very much a reality. Residents in a village near Northampton say they're frightened of a potential 400 asylum seekers being temporarily accommodated at a nearby hotel. In early December, the Home Office informed West Northants Council of its intention to use the former Highgate House Hotel in the village of Creaton, which has recently been sold to new owners, as a fourth site for asylum contingency accommodation, with the possibility of it becoming operational at the start of January. Think about that. The population of your village almost doubles overnight, with nearly half of it now comprised of almost exclusively male migrants from the Middle East and North Africa. What could possibly go wrong? One resident called the numbers frightening. The council spokesman said you couldn't pick a worse location to put 400 people slap bang in the middle of a village. And yet again, as ever, the government didn't even consult them about it. Highgate House is a plush four-star hotel. It's the only hotel in the immediate area. Gym, swimming pool, surrounded by 32 acres. Restaurant, even four-poster beds. Bad luck if you book to have your wedding there, because that's definitely been cancelled. Look at the map showing the sheer volume of hotels across the country now being used to house boat migrants. Residents complained that the nearest hospital and GP are already stretched to breaking point. Leftists continually claim about the NHS being in crisis. Short-staffed, underfunded, hospitals overcrowded. Yet simultaneously celebrate the fact that we just imported, in a single year, over 1 million new people. Simultaneously lobby for illegal boat migrants to be given free hotel accommodation and healthcare at taxpayer expense. What do you think happens when you have a healthcare system already teetering on the brink of collapse? Because there isn't enough money, facilities or staff to cater for the existing population. Then continually add millions of new people to that burden every single year. We don't even have the resources to take care of our own people. The sick elderly are being forced to wait sometimes hours for an ambulance, sometimes days. Yet in many cases, these illegal migrants are being given their own GPs, their own doctor's offices, all on site to take care of their needs. Now they even want us to pay for their therapy. People in the UK are freezing in their homes, unable to afford to pay their heating bill, while they, again almost exclusively young, working age men, are safely and warmly ensconced in relative luxury.
Now let's go to a similar topic, and this is a phenomenon that we've witnessed since the mid-2010s. Migrants, migrant youths in major European cities, choosing to celebrate New Year's Eve by throwing fireworks at people in the street, attacking police officers, attacking firefighters, and attacking ambulance workers. In one case, literally throwing rocks into an ambulance there in Berlin. Let's go to this video now. This is the video about the migrant riots in Germany on New Year's Eve. It's called Utter Mayhem Yet Again. Let's roll the clip.
New Year's Eve saw absolute bedlam across major European cities yet again. During a night of chaos in Berlin, migrant youths targeted police, firefighters and ambulance workers. Yes, ambulance workers with fireworks and other projectiles. Police and firefighters responded to almost 4,000 incidents, with 15 firefighters and 18 police officers injured. Eyewitnesses described scenes like something out of a war zone. There's footage of them just lobbing bricks through the open door of an ambulance. Footage of them I can't even show firing bullets into police cars. Another clip showed a migrant youth mocking a firefighter, then firing a gun into the air. The next day, the city was strewn with burnt-out vehicles.
They're wearing an FFP2 mask. It's mandatory.
George Pasdurg, former AfD parliamentary group leader in the Berlin House of Representatives, wrote, "When are we finally going to admit that we have a huge problem with young male migrants from archaic societies who don't want to integrate? Silencing the problem means continuing to promote it." In a statement released by AfD, the party wrote, "Anarchy reigned in Berlin on New Year's Eve. It was the first foretaste of future everyday life in German cities, because although the authorities and the press are adamantly silent when it comes to the specific naming of the perpetrators, the countless videos of that night speak volumes. They are young, violent men with a southern appearance who hardly speak German, and not only can they immigrate unhindered, they also get paid for a nice life by the traffic light government with tax money." They've stopped even claiming police brutality as a nebulous justification for any of this. Now it's just a routine leisure activity. Football team wins, Rampage loses. Only solution being proposed to all this by authorities. Just ban fireworks. Yeah, I'm sure that'll fix it. Place limits on importing the kind of people responsible for all this. Nah, don't be silly. Berlin wasn't the only major city being culturally enriched on New Year's Eve. There were also numerous riots across France, where almost 700 cars were set on fire and 500 people were arrested. French Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin ludicrously suggested that because only 690 vehicles were torched, it had been a relatively quiet night. Darmanin absurdly claimed that there had been, quote, "no noticeable incidents in the country." Tell that to police in Nantes who were attacked with fireworks. Tell that to the occupants of a children's home in the Haute-Garonne region who had to flee after the building was set on fire. Tell that to people in Bordeaux who had fireworks deliberately thrown at them. It's total chaos and it happens all the time, but few dare name the perpetrators. Because telling the truth is apparently far less important than continuing to inflate the myth that diversity is a strength.
Now, in the aftermath to this, there's been the usual burying your head in the sand cover-up by the German media refusing to name the perpetrators and just saying that basically it's misspent youth. Despite that, Remix has come out with this article: 70% of those arrested for New Year's Eve riots in Berlin have a migration background. Not difficult to tell when you watch the videos of the people doing it. The vast majority of those arrested for riots in Berlin on New Year's Eve are migrants, local police have confirmed with more racist crime statistics. It says on Tuesday evening, Berlin police provided an update on the situation of those arrested in connection with the riots. Of those arrested, 100 have a migration background, 45 hold German citizenship. A total of 18 different nationalities were recorded among the transgressors, mainly from Afghanistan and Syria. But you know what the solution is? Stop importing the people responsible for this mayhem, for this drastic rise in violent crime across European cities. No, that's not the solution. We need to keep doing that. The solution is to ban fireworks. Because they can get weapons and literally fire guns into the air. Ha, perfectly fine. They're banned. They still get them. No, just ban fireworks. German police union urges New Year's Eve fireworks ban. GDP union has urged the government to forbid New Year's Eve fireworks for individual use. They tried that in the past anyway, didn't even work. So Europe continues to enjoy its cultural enrichment. Meanwhile, in the UK, cut motorway speed limit to 64 miles an hour to drive net zero goals. The speed limit on motorways in the UK in some places is already down to 50 miles an hour. It's barely even worth using a motorway anymore in some areas. But again, they're going to control your mobility. They're going to make your life more expensive and more miserable. That's what net zero is about. That's what global warming is about. It's not about controlling the climate. It's about controlling your behaviour. That's going to wrap it up for Summit.News. War Room is coming up next. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.